It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Property taxes are the top priority in the current Texas legislative session, specifically coming up with a way to help lower your local property tax bill. The initial plan to do this is a bill that could lower how quickly city and county property tax revenues increase year over year. Okay, but what does that mean? And what else are lawmakers trying to do to lower your property taxes? Here to explain is KUT Senior Editor Ben Philpott. Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
All right, Ben, so let's start with what we do know. The House and the Senate, the Texas House and Senate, have filed identical bills that could slow property tax revenue growth for cities and counties. What would those bills do?
Currently, cities and counties have to abide by a cap, so to speak, for how quickly they can grow their property tax revenue. That's at 8% right now. And what that means is if you set a budget that increases those revenues by more than 8%, you have to go to the voters and have a vote of whether or not you can increase, you know, bust through that 8% cap. This bill lowers it to 2.5% growth year over year. And one interesting kind of little history about it is that this 8% cap was put in place back in the late 70s when we had double-digit inflation. And they were like, look, our cities, to be able to keep up with double-digit inflation, we need them to have larger caps so that they can go ahead and plan this larger revenue growth without having to constantly go back to the voter.
So, Ben, what is actually then in this bill? What are some of the nuts and bolts of it?
Well, let's let the author of the bill on the Senate side, Senator Paul Bettencourt from Houston, explain what it does.
This is a rollback bill. This isn't a cap bill. It was a revenue cap. It was hard. You couldn't have an election. We're proposing an election in November. Any taxing jurisdiction that exceeds the rollback rate can take their needs to the public and have the public vote on that, just like they do for tax ratification elections, bond issues, et cetera.
So, Ben, we're hearing from the state, from a state senator about that one. But what about localities? What are cities and counties saying about, is this actually going to do anything for property tax bills for people who live there?
Well, one thing it is not proposed to do as written is cut property taxes. This is about limiting how much revenues a city or county can collect year over year. So it could slow the increase of your property tax bill, but it is not designed to cut your property tax bill. Cities and counties aren't thrilled with it. They say, especially the fast growth ones, say that they need the ability to go above 2.5% to pay for additional fire and police and roads and bridges and water and sewer lines that you need in a fast-growing city.
A big chunk of that property tax bill for a lot of people is not addressed in this bill.
That's right. Local property taxes are not addressed in that. And that's actually a point that Mayor Steve Adler made to you when you did an interview with him last week.
It's not the city tax bill. It's not the county's tax bill. It's the school district's tax bill. In fact, the school district's tax bill has going up 5 times faster than the city's tax bill.
So Mayor Adler is talking about the school district portion of the property tax bill, but that's a whole separate animal at
right.
The Texas Capitol. What is being done about that during this legislative session?
Something. There has been a lot of effort to try to figure out how to do something about this rapid growth in local school property taxes and things like in Austin where recapture, which is we send extra money to the state and they distribute it to parts of the state that cannot raise the property taxes that Austin has the ability to raise. You know, that's like almost half of our property tax bill right now, which is money that Austin doesn't even see. So something is going to happen. And it's interesting, you know, we don't have specifics yet. And that was actually kind of addressed by Senator Bettencourt in a committee hearing last week. And here he is kind of talking about, you know, yes, we know we need more money.
We're talking billions and billions to be able to do this. You know that any solution we have, there's no ghosting here. There's real money coming to do this. The commission statement talked about repurposing $5 billion and bringing in $3 billion of new money.
$8 billion is a lot of money, Ben. Where is that going to come from?
Well, I guess it depends, first of all, on what your definition of repurposed is. You know, he mentioned $5 billion is repurposed. Does that mean that it's $5 billion that is being spent somewhere else in the budget that is no longer going to be spent on whatever it was and is going to be brought over to reduce school property taxes. The $3 billion at the moment, based on the comptroller's revenue estimates, we have an extra $3 billion that the state could just spend in unencumbered revenue to this. But yeah, that big question is, what about the repurposed $5 billion, and how does the state go moving forward without a new revenue source, which the current leadership, Republican leadership, has been very opposed to? Without a new revenue source, how do you continue to pay for public schools without relying on those local taxes?
KUT Senior Editor Ben Philpott, thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.
You can keep up with news from the Texas State Legislature and more news at KUT.org.